Kofi Annan arriving in Kenya at the start of his farewell tour of Africa.
And I did not realize how large my Nairobi family is till now.
Whether it was saying goodbye to UN staff or receiving Kenya's top honor from President Mwai Kibaki, this was an emotional trip for the 68-year-old Ghanaian and a chance for the UN's longest-serving African Secretary-General to reflect.
I thought we could have done much more and be much more successful in containing conflicts in Africa. We've resolved some, but as I leave office, we have Darfur, which has broken out. We have Cote d'Ivoire, Congo. We've had elections, the first one in 40 years, and I hope everyone will respect the results. But I wished we could have pacified the continent and to get the people and the leaders to exploit the natural resources and the riches of Africa for the population and fight the poverty that has settled on the continent.
And nowhere is that poverty more evident than in Ethiopia, where Kofi Annan began his UN career 40 years ago.
It's my honor and pleasure to present you the Kofi Annan.
Mr. Annan took part in a tree-planting ceremony in his honor in the capital Addis Ababa and held talks with Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi.
We remain indebted for all that he has done.
Zenawi won re-election in 2005 in his country's first ever multi-party polls. But Annan says too many African leaders have failed to embrace democracy and have rewritten constitutions to protect themselves.
Constitutions should not be changed at the whim of an individual or to favor a career of an individual. It's a document that is intended to protect the people and the nation and should stand the test of time.
Indeed, Annan's relationship with African leaders has been rocky. While publicly praising him, many politicians on the continent are much more critical in private.
He accomplished little.
James Traub, author of a book on Kofi Annan's time as UN chief, says African governments were dismayed by his UN reform plans.
I don't think Africans consider him African. I think that, of course, the official rhetoric is pride on the part of the continent that one of theirs has Secretary General and so on. But, for example, I remember at the time of the reform package in 2005, you heard a lot from African and other third world diplomats that the language of it was the kind of language that only would have been written by someone whose orientation was Western, that it was so much about issues of freedom and liberty and so little about the kinds of social and economic rights that people in Africa cared for.
But Annan touts his successes in Africa, like establishing the Millennium Development Goals, an ambitious set of poverty reduction targets, and tackling disease. And he says when he steps down, he will help promote sustainable agriculture on the continent. However, as he retires, Annan admits conflict and insecurity in Africa have left many countries in worse shape now than before he took office. Steve Maud for VOA News, Nairobi.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。